guys, it's Carly. Welcome back to Mostly Balanced. I have a solo episode today. I have a lot of listener questions that I want to dive into, so I'm going to make the intro super short. Just a couple of quick reminders. I'm picking the giveaway winner today. So again, I'm giving away all of my favorite products, a huge bundle of fun stuff, to one person. And all you need to do to enter is sign up for my newsletter. So I'll run that through the end of the day today, Monday, April 8th. And if you miss it, definitely still sign up for the newsletter. It comes to your inbox every Wednesday and it's full of dating advice, mostly dating advice. The name of it is Mostly Dating. So I'll sprinkle in some wellness, self-care, friendship, any relationship related content in there. And I'll be answering listener questions. It's basically just a different format of a lot of the similar topics that I cover on the podcast and on Instagram. And I'll be doing giveaways every single month for all subscribers. And I'll also be offering discount codes, in-person events, a lot of fun stuff. So go to the link in the show notes, or if you follow me on Instagram, you can find the link in my bio. Subscribe and you'll be entered to win this giveaway, or if you miss the deadline today, you'll be entered to win next month's giveaway. Before I dive into today's listener questions, I just wanted to give a reminder that if you do want to ask a question, I periodically, about like twice a week usually, will put a question box on Instagram. I've probably been doing it only like once a week now because there's been so many questions coming in and I want to keep up with them before I put another box up. If you ever have a question and I don't have the question box up, I love getting questions over email because you have a lot more space to write a more detailed question. So you can email me at hello@wearemostlybalanced.com. Again, that's also in the show notes. It's also on my Instagram. There's a contact button you can click. It'll open up an email and you can send me your question. You could also send me a DM. Sometimes they get buried in there. So if you already send me a question over DM and I haven't answered it yet, I haven't replied to you, or you haven't heard it on the podcast, you can definitely just bump it up. Just send me like an emoji or just say bumping this. And also a reminder that I recently started offering dating consultations. So I'm really loving getting into the coaching. I actually am a certified health coach. And then with all my experience in the dating and relationship realm, this is like the perfect blend of those two things. So I'm currently offering 30-minute sessions. So if you have a topic that you want to talk to me about, or you just want some general advice on how to date more intentionally or on something that's going on in your relationship, basically all the types of questions that I talk about on the podcast and on Instagram, it's just a much better way to actually chat with me one-on-one about it instead of trying to message back and forth in the DMs and me trying to keep track of everything. So I'm going to put the link for that in the show notes as well. I'm really excited about this new offering. The price will probably go up in the next few weeks or month or so. So if you want to sign up now and get locked into that pricing for the future, definitely, definitely do that. And let me know if you have any questions. Again, you can reach me over DM or over email if you have any questions about the coaching sessions or just about anything in general. So without further ado, I'm going to dive into today's questions. The first person said, "Hey, I see that you're still answering questions and I thought I would send one if it's okay. I haven't been dating for a few months. I'm working on myself and I quit drinking. And I downloaded Hinge the other day for fun and matched with a guy that I went on a date with last summer. I thought we had hit it off, but it never went anywhere. I asked him what happened and he said things got crazy in his life with his kids and work. He asked me out to dinner, so I'm thinking of giving him another shot. Thoughts? I definitely have my guard up for the first time." This is such a good question, and I really wanted to use this on the podcast because I know that I talk so much on here about like not getting back together with an ex or not reaching out to someone that you broke up with, or like if it didn't work out, it didn't work out for a reason, and all of those things. And I mentioned this a few episodes ago, but none of the advice that I give is for everybody. It's not going to apply to every individual person. It's not going to apply to every relationship. It's not going to apply to every scenario. It's just my advice. That's all it is. So what I wanted to say about this one is that this is so different from that. So this isn't somebody that she was in a relationship with, or that she dated for 6 months and it didn't work out, or like a long-term ex. This is somebody that she went on one date with. It sounds like it was almost a year ago, and it just seems like it mutually fizzled. So like a mutual ghost kind of thing, I guess I can call it. And in my opinion, yeah, you can go out with this guy again. If you took a little break from dating, you re-downloaded the apps, that would first of all happen to me all the time, where I'd see like all the same people on the apps. It got kind of annoying. But if you rematched with him, you guys are both interested in seeing this out, and she took a little break from dating. She, like she said, she was working on herself. She quit drinking. It seems like she's like now going into this dating experience being super intentional. So I understand understand sort of the reservations behind like, do I want to go on a date with somebody that I already met? If it didn't work out, like maybe it's not worth trying again. But on the opposite end of it, to play devil's advocate, I think these two people matched again for a reason. They already went out on one date, so they already kind of got to know each other a little bit. They kind of had that in-person meeting and checked off that box of like, oh yeah, I find this person interesting. It could have not worked out from there for so many reasons. Like after one date, I find it very hard to believe that like the reason it didn't work out was because these people like would never work out. It just means that something was going on in one of their lives. One of them was really busy, or they were both really busy, or they just kind of like neither of them was in the headspace to just continue this on. So I gave her the advice. I replied back to this message on Instagram and I gave her the advice that if she's interested and she wants to go out with this guy again, go out with him again. And the good part is that you already got that like first date, sometimes awkward scenario out of the way. And now they can go on another date. They can catch up on what they've each been up to for the past like almost year. And they can already know that like maybe there was chemistry on the first date. Like I said, it could have just not led to a second date for so many other reasons. And it's really worth exploring. I actually know people who are together after this happened. Like they went out on one date and then it just kind of like never went anywhere. And then they tried again maybe a year later and it did go somewhere. So you never know. I mean, also they could go out on another date and be like, oh, that's why we didn't work out because of like XYZ, or like, oh, I don't really think that there's much here. That could happen too. But the point is that when you're going into dating with like an intentional mindset and you know what you want, you know what you're looking for, it sounds like she's in that frame of mind, there's no reason not to explore something that maybe didn't work out when you weren't in that place. Like maybe, like she said, she quit drinking. Maybe on that date, they like went out and had a lot of drinks. She woke up really tired, just like didn't really feel super into it. And like now she's in a different place. She's a different person now. So you never know what could happen. This could just be an opportunity to explore something that never got fully explored. And she also followed up, which I thought was really funny. She followed up with another question. And she said, another random question that I would love some perspective on too. He mentioned that he's going on a date Saturday. I'm assuming that he already had it planned before we started talking, but how can I tell if he's just a casual dater? I feel like I should know by now, but I am guilty of having my blinders on when I'm talking to a guy. LOL. So I usually don't like dive into these like follow-up questions, but this one again was also so relatable. So what I wanted to dive into here was that idea of, is it weird for somebody to be telling me that they have another date? Or like, does it mean somebody isn't looking for something serious if they're also dating somebody else in the beginning? Like if they're going on multiple dates with multiple people from the dating apps, does that mean that they're like more casual or looking for something more casual? And I think, I mean, you know, it could go either way. Obviously, she hasn't had a conversation with him about what he's looking for. I do think it's like one of those things where like, okay, you didn't need to tell me you were going on a date. Like it just seems unnecessary to give that information. So it could be like, he's trying to tell her that it's something casual, or it could just be like, listen, we're both on dating apps. It's no secret that like you're not the only person that I'm swiping on, or like the only match that I have. Like if you're on a dating app, chances are you're getting to know multiple people, whether that means you're going out with multiple people or you're just like swiping and having conversations with multiple people. At this point, they went on their first date almost a year ago. They're reconnecting. They're going to go on a second date. There's like no reason why he shouldn't also be talking to other people. And I think on the positive side of this, although like I probably wouldn't personally be like, oh, I have another date, so let's go out this day. Like it seems unnecessary. I kind of like that he opened up the dialogue about dating. And I have gotten like a lot of mixed feedback on this perspective. But I personally, when I was dating, when I was especially on dating apps, if I would meet someone on an app and go on a date, it wasn't out of the ordinary for me to ask them about their dating life. You have that benefit when you're dating on dating apps that, you know, like I said, they're also probably dating other people or talking to other people. So it feels kind of like more comfortable to ask them, oh, so like, how are the apps going for you? Or how's your dating life going? Or what has your dating experience been on Hinge or Bumble or The League, whatever app you met on? I think can be a fun conversation. Like you never know where that conversation will go. You might hear some of their like bad dating stories, or you just might learn more about them. But it's also an amazing, lighthearted way to find out what they're looking for. So this guy opened the door for that. And now she can just ask that. They can be on their date and she can be like, oh, so how was your date last night? What's your dating life looking like now? Are you looking for something serious? Are you just looking for something casual? Like, all of those questions are very valid because he opened up the conversation. So I would be very surprised if somebody who just offered up the fact that they're going on a date with somebody else would be like so thrown off by you asking about their dating life. So all that's to say, I don't think this necessarily means that he's only looking for something casual. I think it means that he's really open about what's going on in his dating life. And it's easy. It's going to be a little bit easier to ask him that question and figure out early on, because I do genuinely think you should ask on the first or second, or like at the very least third date, what somebody is looking for. And so this just, again, makes that a little bit easier. The next person says, "Hey, finally went on a date with a good guy, but he said he doesn't want anything serious at the moment. I'd love to at least go on one more date and see what we think, since now it feels like the what if potential after a string of bad dates. But if that's what he says, is it better to just leave it be?" So kind of similar topic. Short answer, no, don't go out with him again. This person, it sounds like she is looking for something serious, and this guy literally just said he wasn't. And I'm making it sound super easy and very cut and dried, but I know that it's not. So I have been in like this scenario before. I can totally, totally relate to this. My friends who are out there dating right now, they have similar scenarios. It is very, very, very normal for like the majority of your first dates to not be great. And that's just a product of how many dates people go on these days. So you have the opportunity to go on dates with so many different people because there's an app on your phone that you're using that's serving you new people every day. There's thousands of people that you could potentially go out with. You could have a list of matches that's like 100 people long. And if you're like being very diligent with your dating life, or you're going out on multiple dates a month or even multiple dates a week for some people, they're not all going to be good. The majority of them aren't going to be good. And they're not going to be good because they're not the right person for you. And not everybody can be the right person for you. So if everyone was right for each other, then you would never like find that actual person who you're supposed to be with. So the reason I say all of that is just that the feeling of finally having a good date, like maybe they have super sparky chemistry, or it was just a really fun night, or she found him really attractive after like a string of five dates with people that she was kind of like underwhelmed by the attraction, or the conversation was really good and other conversations were just kind of like dry and boring. Whatever it was, she felt a connection with this guy. And so when that guy then tells you, "Oh, this is really fun, but I'm not looking for something serious at the moment, would still love to like keep going out, just want to make sure you know that." Ding, ding, ding. In your mind, you hear a challenge. If you're looking for a serious relationship and you're like, okay, they're not looking for a serious relationship right now. He literally said at the moment. So he's not looking for a serious relationship at the moment, but we have an amazing connection. I never have this connection with anybody else. He must feel a similar way. He probably doesn't have this amazing connection with other people either. So he wants to continue seeing me. It just right now, he's not sure if he wants it to be serious, but he's obviously going to change his mind because we're going to continue going out, continue having fun, and then it'll evolve into something serious. This is the most dangerous way to enter a relationship. I cannot stress more that this is not a good idea. So yeah, maybe one out of 25 people who take this approach, it could eventually, yeah, like evolve into a relationship. Maybe you just continue seeing each other. You like get into the routine of a boyfriend and a girlfriend or whatever it is. You just end up being in a relationship. And then the person is kind of like, okay, like I've been seeing her for long enough and I'm not seeing other people right now. Like, sure, let's make this a relationship. Does that sound, even if that's like the best case scenario, because it is, that's the best case scenario, does that sound like a way you want to enter a relationship? Like, I personally wouldn't want to be in a relationship where the way we got into it was just kind of like by circumstance, because like I continued hanging out with this person and going on dates with this person who didn't want something serious. And then we just kind of like fell into this relationship. No, I want to be in a relationship with somebody who also wants to be in a relationship with me so much that they don't feel like they have to preface our early days of dating with that they're not looking for anything serious at the moment. I don't want it to be like an obstacle that I'm like overcoming and then like wearing him down and eventually we're in a relationship. So I think that as hard as it is, because again, I know it is hard when you have a connection with somebody and they're kind of leaving the door like a crack open, I know it's hard to close that door. Like she, in this scenario, if she decides she doesn't want to go out with him again, she's closing the door. So like he would go out with her again. He's just doing it with that caveat that he doesn't want a serious relationship at the moment. If she closes that door, she's always going to wonder, what if I kept going out with him on just a few more dates, or I gave it one more date and then saw how he felt? Like he could have changed his mind. Like what if, what if, what if? And the what ifs are the hardest things to get over. So I know it's hard, but that's the right thing to do. And I'm like, I would die on this cliff because I've been in this situation, or like I said, similar situations before. That's how you get into a situationship. And I am a very, very firm believer that in situationships, there's always one person who doesn't want it to be a situationship. And then there's one person who's like clearly saying that they don't want a serious relationship, but then giving all these actions and little caveats that make it seem like there's like a glimmer of hope. And then the other person keeps like skating along. And at the end of the day, it doesn't turn into a relationship. And the one person has this thing to fall back on, this armor that they put up in the beginning. And they're like, well, I told you I didn't want a serious relationship when we first started. So like, how can you be upset with me that we've been seeing each other now for 2.5 years and I still don't want a relationship? Like, I already told you I didn't. And then those become the hardest relationships to get over because you never had that full relationship with this person that you wanted to have. You're always going to have the what if, but it's going to be 2.5 years in and you just spent all this time on this person. And it's like, why didn't I just end it early on? So as hard as it is to end it now and not go on a second date and not see what could have happened, it's going to be even more difficult the more time you put into this person. Okay, so this is a longer question. So let me read it. Hi, I have a question I'd love for you to answer. We started as friends for several months before we started dating, as context. We've had some difficult arguments since the beginning of the relationship about how she wants to be notified before I go to bars and restaurants with my friends for her peace of mind, which I've conceded and started to let her know beforehand. However, she recently went out to a rodeo bar with a bunch of male friends, two of whom have expressed interest in her already. She did this without telling me beforehand and then got mad when I canceled our future plans until we had a chance to talk about it. We've had discussions about how boundaries go both ways before, but it seems like she cares more about the inconvenience of rescheduling the plans than that she hurt me. She insists that she's fighting tooth and nail for this to work out, but after this, I don't know if I should believe her. I guess what I'm really asking is, was it unfair for me to assume that when a boundary is established by one partner, it is a given that they meet the same standard? Thank you so much for asking this question, because I personally have dealt with this in relationships, and I'm sure so many people have. And that could be with a family member, in a friendship, or in a romantic relationship. I think that everybody's perspective on this is going to be different. So I just want to caveat with that. I personally think, I believe that it should be a given that if one person has this boundary, then they should also just like apply that boundary to you as well and give you that kind of same quote, like courtesy as they're asking you to give to them. I think it's a little strange if somebody is like requesting that you tell them when you're going out with your friends beforehand, but then they go out with their friends and they don't think that it's important to tell you. And I'm going to dive into like that specific example in a minute. But all that in mind, I do still think that like if this is a boundary, like for example, let's like put a different example on this. So if I told my boyfriend, which I have before, if I told him, I love when you travel and you text me when you land, like I love to know when you land after you're flying somewhere. And then he starts texting me every time he lands. And that's just like something that I really like for him to do. But then I travel somewhere and I land and I get to my hotel and I'm out and about and I just like still haven't texted him to let him know that I'm there. That to me would just like feel really weird. Like the reason that I want him to text me when he lands, or that I'm like, I like when he does that. I mean, I honestly don't know why, because it's like people fly every single day. It's totally normal. And like, it's not like I think something bad is going to happen on the flight. It's more so just like I personally, every time I fly and I land, I'll like text the few people that I'm constantly in contact with. So I'll be like, oh, just landed. I don't know if they care or not, but like I'll text my twin sister who I'm texting all the time. I'll text like my best friend who I'm usually texting all the time. Usually like I'll also tell my mom, my dad that I landed. Like maybe this is really weird. I want to do a poll to see if people also text their significant people that they've landed. But basically what I mean is like the reason that I ask him to do that is because to me that's something that like comes as second nature and it's just something that I do. So I'm like, oh, like I also want the person that I'm with to do that for me as well, because it's like, again, something that gives me peace of mind. So I personally think that like these boundaries come from a place of like, this is just something that comes comes naturally to you that you then like want from the other person because it makes you feel secure, it makes you feel safe in the relationship, or it just like gives you peace of mind. So if somebody is asking their boyfriend to, his wording was kind of funny, to notify them before they go to bars and restaurants with their friends for their peace of mind, that to me is like a little bit different. Like, what does she need peace of mind about? I understand wanting to know. Like, I personally do think it's like a little strange, depending on like how serious the relationship is, that you wouldn't know that he's like out with his friends, just because like seems like you would have like that communication where you know what their plans are that day and you're just like kind of clued in on the person's life if your lives are like more integrated as a couple. But the way that she says like for peace of mind is kind of like, I don't know, what is she worried about that's happening? The fact that he's going to a bar and a restaurant with his friends, it kind of gives me like a insecurity or like lack of trust, I guess. It gives me that vibe. So it honestly like doesn't surprise me at all that then when she goes out with her friends, she doesn't let him know, because that's like personally probably not something that comes as second nature to her. Like the example I gave about texting people when you land. She doesn't feel like she needs to text him and tell him that she's going out with her friends because like she knows that she's not doing anything wrong. So like it doesn't even pop into her mind to like let him know. And so in this scenario kind of just points out the potential bigger red flag in the relationship that for whatever reason, like she doesn't trust him. He even said they've gotten some difficult arguments since the beginning. And so if this is something that's like such a trigger point that it's like causing arguing just for her to know when he's going out with his friends, then it's kind of like, this is less of a boundary and more of like a trust issue. So on one hand, I do agree that she should have just let him know if that's something that she expects from him. On the other hand, I feel like that's not even the issue here. The issue here is like, why do you not trust him to be going out with his friends? I understand if you just like to know what he's doing and what his day is looking like and where he is because he's your boyfriend and you guys have, like I said, integrated lives. But if it's more about you just wanting to keep tabs on him while he's out with his friends, then it's like a little bit strange. And then the way that he phrased this, saying that she was out with a bunch of male friends, both two of whom had expressed interest in her already, and she did this without telling me beforehand. Again, I don't think he's as mad that she didn't let him know because it was like a boundary she put on him. I think he's more triggered by the fact that she was out with guys who have expressed interest in her. So it seems like both sides of this scenario kind of have like a little bit of a, I don't want to say trust issue, but a difficulty trusting each other. Personally, if somebody had difficulty trusting me, like it seems like she did toward him, that would probably trigger me to have difficulty trusting them. Like, I think it goes both ways. Like, if somebody doesn't trust you and you haven't given them any reason not to trust you, then it's like, oh, should I not trust you? So there's just like so many layers here in terms of trust in this relationship that I feel like that would be what I would recommend focusing on in the scenario. It's like, okay, this thing happened. She didn't let you know she went out with other people. And you've gotten so many arguments with this reverse that it's like, I can get why it's like so frustrating. It's like, why have you argued with me 10 times over not letting you know when I'm going out? And then I finally start doing it and start like respecting this boundary you've given me. And then you go out and you don't tell me. I can get why that's frustrating, but I would suggest focusing on the lack of trust here and the like, what is the concern? Like, why is she so concerned about not knowing that you're going out with your friends? And why are you so concerned about the fact that she was with men who have expressed interest in her already? Like, do you think that she's interested in them? Do you think you can't trust her around men who have expressed interest in her? It's just a big trust scenario that I think would be the better thing to explore in this. But if we're answering the boundary question directly, while I do think it should go both ways, if you place that boundary that you want something from someone, you should also just assume that that's something that they'll want from you in the future as well. Technically, he never told her that he wanted this as well. So if you do want to work on this relationship and you're trying to work through this scenario, I would probably give the benefit of the doubt this one time. I would deal with this trust situation and explore that as like a more direct conversation and really dive into that and communicate about maybe what those thoughts or fears or insecurities are around trusting this person. But I would also say like, okay, I understand that I never told you that I wanted you to tell me when you were going out as well, but in the future, I do want that. And then hopefully you guys can kind of like dig into the trust stuff and then also both like respect this need that you have to be aware of what they're doing, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but I do think that if you have never told her you wanted that before, and especially if you made maybe like a big deal out of her wanting that, it might need to be verbalized. Like, okay, then I want that from you as well. Okay, moving on to another question. This is kind of a theme that I've gotten a few questions on. This person said, Back in the dating scene following a situationship with an ex. Everyone told me to join the apps and date around, but I'm struggling a bit with how. I've been talking to two guys, went on one date with each, and going on a second with one tomorrow. The thing is, they both know I'm on the apps, but don't necessarily know about each other. I feel like I'm starting to like them both, and the feeling is mutual, but I don't know how to just date and not jump into a relationship. So I guess my question is, how do you just date without jumping into a relationship? So I liked this question so much that I even made a post out of it this weekend. And that's also because, like I said, I had gotten a lot of similar questions to this in the past. So a couple people that have asked me for advice on ongoing early dating stages have also been asking, like, it's kind of like that the more you like somebody, the more invested you're getting in it, the more like, what do I do? It's like a natural feeling to have in the beginning of a relationship. And I think a lot of people do have that tendency. Even after maybe you have defined the relationship or you've become exclusive, it's like you immediately kind of like dive headfirst into this relationship and you want to make sure, like I've said in the past, you remain an independent person while also in this relationship or while also exploring this new potential relationship or whatever it is. And especially if you found yourself doing that in the past, I can totally understand why, like in the early stages of dating somebody, you want to like have practical ways to like pump the brakes a little bit, still get to know them and still maybe hopefully turn this into a relationship if that's what you're looking for, but do it in a way that feels not so rushed. So I posted this on my Instagram feed and I will link that in the show notes as well. But I basically posted eight tips on how to enjoy the early stages of dating and avoid what I said was future tripping. So I think that's exactly what people are trying to avoid when they're sort of facing this scenario. And I even did a poll on my Instagram that was like, be honest, when you go on a first date with someone or when you match with somebody and you're planning your first date, do you already start thinking about like what your name would be like with their last name? And basically the reason for me posting that was, do you start picturing your future together? Because I think that's a very, very natural thing to do. So the responses to this were funny. It was 28% of people said yes, 56% of people said no. And then it was like 16% of people, it wasn't applicable for them because they wouldn't change their last name in general. I personally don't believe that only 28% of people do this, although that is still a lot of people, especially a few thousand people voted on this. So it is still a lot, 30%. I definitely did this. If I was excited about somebody, and it wasn't necessarily that I was like putting all of my like hopes and dreams into this relationship, but it was just kind of like a natural thing. I don't know if it's like, if other women who date men are listening, who, if you can relate to this, but it's like, if you do want to get married one day and you do plan to change your last name to that person's name, it's kind of like a strange feeling when you're approaching the time frame when you expected you would get married or when you like expect that you will get married. You are realizing that like you might not have that much longer with your last name. And it's so strange because if you're younger like, or whatever age you are, you could still have like a big chunk of your life or like you have a completely different name. Like I think about my aunts on my dad's side of the family who have all changed their last name to like that last name. And it's like, I've only ever known them as that. And I'm 34 years old. So like, I've known them for 34 years and they've only ever had that last name. That's like not even their maiden name. Like it's not the name they were born with. So this is just a rant. But what I mean is that I think it's very natural to be going on a date with someone you're excited about and be like, oh, like Carly Smith or whatever their last name is, and like try it on for size. But there's a difference between like doing that and then literally planning your wedding together and picturing walking down the aisle to this person and picturing the rest of your life with this person that you've been on like 0, 1, 2, 3 dates with. So I think there's a lot that you can do in the beginning of dating or in the beginning of a potential relationship to make sure that you don't kind of like take on too much too soon or jump into something with somebody who might not be right for you. So the advice that I gave was, number one, be mindful of how long your dates are. I don't think that there is a time limit you need to set. And some people, if you follow other dating podcasts or other dating accounts, might have said like, don't stay on a date for longer than 90 minutes for the first date, or don't stay on a date for longer than 2 hours, whatever it is. I don't believe in hard set rules for any of this stuff, but I still would say try to avoid excessively long dates. I think that the reason for this is if you go on like a 5-hour marathon date with somebody and it's your first date, I totally understand why like the next few days you feel like you already know this person so well. 5 hours could have been like 4 dates, like that you could feel like you already went on 4 dates with this person, but really you only went out with them once. So it's like, it kind of brings you like a few steps further in your mind than you actually are. And I'm saying this like full transparency. My first two dates with my boyfriend were like extremely long, like too long. The first date was probably, they were both probably like 4 hours. So I'm saying this from experience. After those dates, I did feel like, whoa, like I almost felt like it was like, things are moving so fast. Like I felt like we were suddenly acting like we had been dating for a month because those two dates added up to like 6 dates. In the amount of time that they were. So I just think that if you're trying to be mindful and intentional about who you end up in a relationship with, or just like about the speed of your relationship, then it could be really helpful to make sure your dates are on the shorter side, or like 2 hours. That's a really good date. You could learn a lot about someone in 2 hours. You can get 2 drinks, hang out, and then go home and you'll see them again. Like if you're both into it, you'll go on a second date. You don't have to like get it all in and check all the boxes in the first date. The other thing on a similar note, number two, is intentionally spread out your early dates. So if you're just starting to see somebody, go on one date per week. If you go on a really good date with them on Friday and they're like, this was so fun, like I need to see you on Sunday, like just tell them like, oh no, I have plans on Sunday, like how about next Thursday? And it's not, again, these aren't hard set rules. If you want to see them that Sunday, like I'm not telling you you can. I'm not telling you that if you do, the relationship won't work out. I'm just saying, if you tend to dive into things very quickly and you want to take it slow in the beginning, spreading your dates out by like a week or so could be really helpful. Number three is focus on really getting to know the person. So in order to do this, to get to know someone on an intentional level, you have to also be really clear on what you're looking for in a relationship. That way you can be realistic about if this person and this potential relationship measures up to what you're looking for. So do that work behind the scenes, figure out what you're looking for, have an idea, not like of what it looks like, but of how you want to feel in a relationship or the things you want to do with somebody or how this person makes you feel. And then be honest with yourself and be realistic about if this is measuring up. Don't get like so caught up in your head about what you want and then just like put this person in the blank space of boyfriend or girlfriend or partner or whatever it is. Like make sure they actually fit in that space. Another idea I gave is hold off on physical intimacy until you're sure how you feel. This is, again, not a rule. You can have your physical intimacy whenever you both consensually want to have it. But if you're somebody who really struggles to separate like how you feel about somebody from how you feel about them after you have sex or after you're physically intimate with them, it's a really good idea to wait to do that until you're more sure about how you feel about them. For example, like what I mean by that is if you tend to sleep with somebody and then suddenly you have all these feelings for them, which is very normal, like it's scientifically proven, there are connections in your body that will make you feel things for somebody after being physically intimate with them. I just think that kind of like can muddy the waters if you're kind of not sure about them, but then you're super attracted to them and then you have sex and then it's like, oh no, I do. I love them. It's like, do you, or did you just love having sex with them? And then it's like causing these feelings. Number five is keep up your own life outside of this person. So again, something I talk about all the time, I have more posts on how to keep your independence while in a relationship. And that's so important in the early stages. This is like when you set the tone for that. So when you're starting to date somebody new, you've been on one date, 2 dates, 3 dates, however many dates, and you're super into them and you just want to see them all the time, make a point to do other things. Like it sounds counterintuitive, but make plans with friends. Even if you want to keep your Friday night open because this person might ask you out or because you have potential plans, like make plans with friends, do your self-care, try a new hobby, maintain your own passions, interests, like do all of your solo things and like keep that sense of self. It also makes you more attractive to this person. So people who have their own things going on in their own life and they're like out there living it and having a blast, people are going to find that attractive. They're going to be drawn to someone who's just like having a fun life and living their life. And it also will just kind of like help protect your boundaries of not diving into this too fast. Another one related to boundaries is set boundaries around communication and texting between dates. So everybody has different texting styles, and some people might like to have a text every day, or some people might like to check in like a couple times between dates. Whatever it is, just like set your own boundary with that. You don't need in these early stages to be chatting all day, every day. You shouldn't do that. I don't give rules, but like I really, really highly recommend against doing that. I think that it, first of all, is just like unnecessary. If you've been on one date with this person or 2 dates, or it's like very early on, there's still a potential that this doesn't work out. Like you really don't know this person that well. And do you want to get in this habit of like having this person you're constantly in communication with, and then it doesn't work out? And it's like you have more of a void there than you even should, because you had this like texting relationship as well. I also think it makes your dates more fun. Like if you're not talking so much in between them, and I'm not saying you should like play games and not answer them for 3 hours when they text you or not text them back or whatever it is. But like if you're like keeping up your own life again and like not being in constant communication with them, you'll have more to talk about when you go out. And then number 7 is make a point to be present on your dates and in any of the time that you spend together. So this kind of like ties back to the one that I said about making a point to really get to know them, knowing what you want and being honest about if they fit into that spot. The best way to do this is to be present on your dates. So when you're on a date with them, listen to them, do all of those active listening things that I always talk about, ask them questions, do like activity dates together, like I always say, and like really be present in that moment and enjoy that time together. And I think that what that does is like you have a fun date and you guys are both like kind of being with each other when you're with each other, but it also helps you get to know them so much better. Like it makes you make the most of that time that you have together. If you're limiting the time of your dates and you're going on a 90 minute or 2 hour date early on, be present in that date. Like don't be checking your phone. Don't be daydreaming about the rest of your relationship together. Don't try not to be like worrying about what they think about you. Just like be present and enjoy that time that you're getting to know them. And then the last thing that I'll say is if it feels like things are moving too fast, say it. Tell them the pace that you want to go at. Like they can't read your mind. If somebody is asking you to be exclusive or asking you to hang out like 3 nights in a row and you're kind of still in that early phase of wanting to take it slow, tell them and tell them that you're into them. If you want to keep exploring it and getting to know them, tell them that. Say like, I'm having a great time getting to know you. Like I really am enjoying our time together and I could see this turning into something, but I really am trying not to move too fast in the beginning. So I think right now I'd rather take it slow, see each other once a week, and just explain to them that that's something that's important to you early on while you're still getting to know each other. And the right person will like that and they'll be happy that you told them that. And then you guys will naturally have those open lines of communication. So those can be applicable to this scenario and so many different scenarios when you're just feeling like you don't want to take on too much too fast without really being like more sure and secure in the relationship. But one other thing about this woman's question that I wanted to tie it back to is she did mention that she's been talking to 2 guys and she went on a date with each of them. And then she's going on a second date with another one. And she mentions that they don't know about each other. And this kind of ties back to the earlier question that I said, where the woman said that he mentioned he was going on a date with somebody else. And she didn't know if that was weird or not to be talking. Does that mean that he's like more casual or looking for something casual? And so in this scenario, I understand you feeling weird about the fact that like you're starting to get feelings now for 2 people and now you're going on a second date with one of them and it's like, oh, but they don't know about each other. And to be completely honest, everybody is different with this. So many people will give you the advice of like, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I don't like disagree with that advice if that's something that works for you. Like if you like to be getting to know multiple people at once and it helps you be more sure about like what relationship you're going into or just helps you like take things slow, that is a way to help you take things slow. If you're like kind of getting to know multiple people at once and still making up your mind about the person you want to be with, I could see how that could be helpful. And I do see where that advice comes from. But personally, I have such a hard time doing this. So I never was able to do this. Again, really, it's like kind of rare to go on second, third, fourth dates from apps. Like personally, I think you're really only going on those dates if you're like really interested in this person. So when I was on the apps, once I would get to that point, I just couldn't really like imagine also going on dates with other people at the same time. Again, there's nothing wrong with doing it. As long as nobody thinks you're exclusive with them, there's nothing wrong with it. I just personally like, especially when you're keeping up your life with like in other areas and you're working and you're doing your self-care and you're hanging out with friends, it's like, then you're also going on dates with somebody you're interested in, but then you're supposed to just like sprinkle in dates with other people just so you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. Like I think the better thing to do would be to follow all of those tips that I just gave in terms of like how to take things slower and how to like be mindful and date with intention and go into things with a more secure mindset. Like all of those examples of things to do, I think are better than like just going on dates with other people just because you don't want to get like too hung up on another person. There are other ways to make sure you're not like future tripping or getting hung up on somebody. But this girl seems like she likes both the people and she's not really sure about either of them yet. And she wants to keep getting to know them. So you're not doing anything wrong by continuing to go on a second date with one of them, even though you went on a first with the other. Or like if you go on a second date with both of them, like as long as you haven't had the conversation with either of them about being exclusive or you haven't like lied and said you're not going out with anybody else, then I think it's kind of assumed in the early days of dating that you guys aren't exclusive, and that especially if you met on an app, that you're probably either talking to or going on dates with other people. So I would just enjoy this time getting to know this person on the second date. If you want to go on a second date with the other person, get to know them too, but just like continue to check in with yourself about how you feel about both of them. And personally, I just think it's best to not go down the road too far, like not be going on 4 or 5 dates with each of these people. Because I think at that point, like when both people are putting in a lot of time, effort, potentially money, whoever's paying for the dates, I just think it makes sense and is probably a better idea to be a little bit more intentional with like knowing where you stand with somebody and being clear about what you want after a few, like maybe like 3, 4, 5 dates. And I also would be surprised if those things didn't come up before then. So I think most people will kind of have those conversations around that time. But until you do, I think it's totally fine to continue swiping, continue dating, continue doing whatever you're comfortable with and whatever you want to do, as long as you're not using it as like a defense mechanism from getting to know one of them better. All right, so we are at time again, so I'm going to end it there. These were such good questions. Thank you guys for writing in. I, as always, had a lot more that I wanted to get to, but I will get to those in a future solo episode. We have a few really good guest episodes coming up these next couple of weeks that I'm excited about. I'm going to put question boxes on Instagram to ask questions for these guests. They are people that you've definitely heard of. If you've been listening to the podcast, I've either mentioned them or you probably follow them on your own. So definitely drop some questions in for them. And if you have been loving the podcast, please leave a rating or a review. It helps so, so much. And I will talk to you all next week. Thank you for listening.